This is the Music History Today podcast for March 19th. On today's show, a serial killer threatens a city and a guitar great passes away in a plane crash. First up, though, on this date in 1918, Louis Armstrong married Daisy Parker, his wife. In 1919, a New Orleans newspaper published a letter from a serial killer named the Axe Man because he broke into homes and killed his victims with an axe. In the letter, the Axe Man, who had killed 8 people up to that point, threatened to kill on the next Tuesday anyone in New Orleans who did not play jazz music, since he loved jazz music. On that next Tuesday, everyone played jazz music and the Axe Man spared their lives, at least for a little while. He killed again later in the year and was never actually caught, although there are theories. In 1956, musician and author Laura Archera married author Aldous Huxley. In 1974, Jefferson Airplane changed their name to Jefferson Starship. In 1975, The Who released the movie version of their album Tommy. In 1978, Billy Joel played in Great Britain for the first time. In 2010, the movie biopic The Runaways, about the all-female band of the same name, was released in movie theaters. And in 2015, the K-pop group CLC was formed. In classical music, in 1859, Charles Gounod premiered his opera Faust. In 1906, the Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari comic opera I Quattro Rusteghi was performed for the first time. In 1917, the Herbert and Blossom operetta Eileen premiered on Broadway. And in 1944, the Michael Tippett oratorio A Child of Our Time was performed for the first time. In theater, in 1959, the musical First Impressions opened on Broadway. In 1960, the Broadway show Redhead closed. And in 1972, the Broadway show To Live Another Summer closed. In award ceremonies that were held on March 19th, in 2001, Michael Jackson, Queen, Paul Simon, Steely Dan, and Aerosmith were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released on March 19th include in 1962 when Bob Dylan released his self-titled album and Aretha Franklin released the electrifying Aretha Franklin. In 1971, Jethro Tull released Aqualung. Also on that same day, Leonard Cohen released Songs of Love and Hate. In 1974, Cat Stevens released Buddha and the Chocolate Box. In 1975, America released Hearts and Kiss released Dressed to Kill. Meanwhile, the soundtrack to the movie Tommy was released on the same day that the movie itself was released. In 1976, the Doobie Brothers released Taking It to the Streets. In 1979, Natalie Cole released I Love You So, and the Beach Boys released LA, that stands for Light Album. In 1986, Black Flag released Who's Got the 10 and a Half. In 1987, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince released Rock the House, and on that same day, Ozzy Osbourne released a tribute album to Randy Rhoads, his late guitarist. In 1990, Depeche Mode released Violator, the Cowboy Junkies released The Caution Horses, and Robert Plant released Manic Nirvana, all three being big albums that year. In 1991, George Strait released Chill of an Early Fall. In 1996, the Bare Naked Ladies released Born on a Pirate Ship. In 2000, The Who released Blues to the Bush. In 2002, Donovan released Pied Piper and Jimmy Buffett released Far Side of the World. In 2007, David Bowie released The Best of David Bowie, 1980 to 1987. And in 2010, The Scorpions released Sting in the Tail. Singles that were released in the UK on March 19th include in 1965 when the Supremes released Stop in the Name of Love and Martha and the Vandellas released Nowhere to Run. Meanwhile, in America in 1971, Jethro Tull released Hymn 43. In 1974, Aerosmith released Same Old Song and Dance. In 1975, America released Sister Golden Hair. In 1980, Ambrosia released The Biggest Part of Me. In 1987, Kim Wilde released You Keep Me Hanging On, her version of the Supremes classic. In 1993, R.E.M. released The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. In 1995, Tracy Chapman released Give Me One Reason. In 1996, Madonna released Love Don't Live Here Anymore and Space Hog released In the Meantime. In 2012, the group Lucas Graham released Criminal Mind. And in 2021, Justin Bieber, Givian, and Daniel Caesar released Peaches. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 19th include singer Fletcher, singer and actor Bruce Willis, Rick Wilson of the B-52s, rapper Bun B, singer Gary Jules, entertainer Tommy Cooper, Tom Constantine of the Grateful Dead, Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, Vince Lovegrove of the Valentines, Derek Longmuir of the Bay City Rollers, Billy Sheehan of Mr. Big, Terry Hall of the Specials, rapper Young Gravy, Paul Atkinson of the Zombies, singer Patricia Morrison, singer Bill Henderson, and saxophonist Ornette Coleman. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 19th include hymn composer Thomas Ken, who passed away in 1711 at the age of 73. Composer Stephen Storis passed away in 1796 at the age of 33. Composer Philip Hayes passed away in 1797 at the age of 58. Composer Frantisek Mika passed away in 1811 at the age of 65. Composer George Coleman passed away in 1845 at the age of 56. Violinist Louis Clapisson passed away in 1866 at the age of 57. Composer Joseph Stefani passed away in 1876 at the age of 75. Composer Alphonse de Villebecque passed away in 1884 at the age of 54. Band leader Carol Komczak I passed away in 1893 at the age of 69. Composer Charles Lewis Hannon passed away in 1900 at the age of 80. Composer Makar Ekmalyan passed away in 1905 at the age of 49. Composer John Thomas passed away in 1913 at the age of 87. Composer Vicente Ripolles passed away in 1943 at the age of 75. Jazz pianist and arranger Clyde Hart passed away in 1945 from tuberculosis at the age of 35. Composer Walter Bronfels passed away in 1954 at the age of 71. Composer and professor at the Guildhall School of Music from 1938 to 1956, Edric Kundell passed away in 1961 at the age of 68. Jazz pianist and arranger Buster Harding passed away in 1965 at the age of 53. Composer Theodore Schaeffer passed away in 1969 at the age of 65. Composer George Sklavos passed away in 1976 at the age of 87. Guitarist Paul Kossoff of the band Free passed away from a pulmonary embolism in 1976 at the age of 25. Guitarist Randy Rhoads of the group Quiet Riot and also Ozzy Osbourne's band died in a plane crash in 1982 at the age of 25, and we discuss more about this particular man and the plane crash that killed him on our Music History In-Depth podcast, which drops as of right now. In 1989, horn player Alan Saville passed away from liver and kidney failure at the age of 59. Lead singer Andrew Wood of the group Mother Love Bone passed away from a heroin overdose in 1990 at the age of 24. We also discuss more about him, his life, and the ramifications of his death on the same Music History In-Depth podcast. Composer Henry Clark passed away in 1992 at the age of 85. Drummer Jeff Ward of the group Nine Inch Nails committed suicide in 1993 at the age of 30. Folk musician Kenneth Loveless passed away in 1995 at the age of 83. Composer and musicologist Christopher Headington passed away in 1996 at the age of 65. Composer Frank Wigglesworth passed away in 1996 at the age of 78. Music photographer and album cover artist Bob Cato passed away in 1999 at the age of 75. Singer-songwriter Luther Ingram passed away in 2007 at the age of 69. Singer Ian Dolinescu passed away in 2009 at the age of 64. Jazz musician and broadcaster Kim Bonathan passed away in 2011 at the age of 90. Musician and songwriter Michael Brown passed away in 2015 at the age of 65. Pianist Peter Caton passed away in 2015 at the age of 84. And conductor Erwin Hoffman passed away in 2018 at the age of 93. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 20th, when in 1976, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park was born.